Hey, this is Leo for actualized.org. And in this video, I'm really excited to be talking about how to have amazing sex as a woman. So obviously this version here is for the ladies. All right, ladies. From the guy's perspective, in this video, you're going to find out what it's like to have amazing, amazing, amazing sex. And what this is going to do for you in your relationship is that basically it's going to allow you to own your man's heart. If you want a really strong relationship, then one of the best ways to get into a man's heart is through his pants, because we're extremely dirty sexual men. And we want a girl who understands this. So the mindsets and principles and practical techniques that you're going to learn in this video are going to put you in the top 1%, if not higher, of all women on earth who know how to have sex. So you're going to be the best of the best if you practice what I tell you here. This kind of stuff I see very few girls knowing how to do. And this is going to put you in a whole new category, a whole new class. So when a man meets you, he's going to want to keep you. Are you having trouble having sex with a man and then he doesn't call you back? Well, one of the reasons is because you don't give him amazing sex. And amazing sex is a rare commodity these days. So why don't we get you up to speed? Now, as a caveat, of course, these are my own perspectives and opinions. Other people might have different opinions. And some men might not like everything I'm telling you in this video. So you're going to have to go through and practice, play around with it, experiment, and see what works, and use the stuff that works. And the stuff that doesn't work, don't use it. But what I'll tell you is that I'm willing to bet that 80% of men, maybe even 90% of men that you use this on, will absolutely fall in love with you. And then those other 10%, well, they want something else, and you'll have to figure that out. So what is your job in the bedroom? I have a video that's actually similar to this one, but it's for men, tells men how to have amazing sex. And there I say that actually it's mostly the man's responsibility to produce amazing sex in the bedroom, because he's the one who's leading and he's the one who's dominating. And so therefore it's his job to lead and to dominate. And therefore he's responsible for like 90% of what goes on in the bedroom. But nevertheless, there's that 10 or 20% that you as the woman are responsible for. And what exactly is this? To me, it's being feminine, being girly, being dirty, and surrendering in the bedroom. This is what your domain is in the bedroom. And by the way, if you haven't guessed this already, we're kind of talking about this as a dynamic where he's the masculine one and you're the feminine one. Now, some people, some women are more masculine than some men. So, you know, like I said, there's outliers here. But we're generally assuming that you're the feminine one in the relationship, he's the masculine one. If that's the case, this is going to all work really nicely. So that's our assumption. So your job is that. And also, your job is to play up his masculinity. See, amazing sex comes from this polarization that happens. He's acting very masculine, you're acting very feminine, and there's like this charge, this energy in the air that happens, this excitement. This is what makes the most exciting type of sex, the most passionate kind of sex. So that's generally what you're going to be doing. If you just use those principles right there, already you can start coming up with little techniques and tricks in your own mind for how to play up your femininity, how to play up his masculinity, and that already is basically going to be the source from which all the little techniques that I give you going forward here are going to come from. But before we get into those techniques, let's just start with the basic foundation. The basic foundation begins even outside the bedroom. And really, as the woman, for you, it begins with good nutrition and exercise and the gym. This point right here is perhaps the most important point of the whole video. If you only do one thing from this entire video that will please your man the most, it's this right here: good nutrition and exercise. especially these days. This is so rare in a girl. Many girls, I'd say over 50% of girls these days are overweight. They eat horrible food. They have no respect for their body and they have no sense of proper nutrition and they don't go and they don't exercise. And basically they just kind of coast on their good looks or on their youth. And if this is the case, then basically as the man, well, if you have a quality man, he's looking out for his body too. And if we're looking out for our body, we want you to be looking out for your body. Quality man is going to want this. Because if you're coasting on your good looks right now, that's not going to last forever. And as men, we're sensitive to this kind of stuff. So for example, if men are leaving you, if men are having sex with you, but then aren't staying in a relationship with you, it's because they can see that you're not taking care of yourself or you're not meeting some other long-term objectives that they have. Men aren't just totally focused on sex. We also care about the long-term potential of the relationship. And because we do care about sex so much, we want that quality sex to last for decades, right? So if you just do one thing, take care of your nutrition and go to the gym, that right there will turn your man on the most. And if you don't even do anything else but that, and you just keep your body in good shape, that already will endear you to your man's heart. A lot of women have difficulty with this and they think that, well, I shouldn't have to be a certain way to please the man. Don't think of it that way. Think of it as you're improving your own health and your own nutrition. And then it's spilling over and you're also satisfying the man. Right? We got to be real here. Men are extremely visual creatures. We just are. This is how we're wired. We can't help it. So when we see a fit, beautiful, hot woman, we want her. There's not even like a question in our mind. It's instant. We just want her. So make sure that's you and not somebody else. Also, make sure that you're dressing sexy. As a woman, this is one of the advantages that you have, is that you can take a lot of time to dress nice. And men appreciate a well-dressed woman. What this means, basically, and I'm not going to go into the details of this because I'm no expert on dressing. You'll figure that out. But just the key fundamental points are, make sure you're dressing in nice, stylish clothing. So new stuff, not stuff back from college days or from high school with holes and tatters in it. And also make sure that you develop some sort of sense of style. What's your style? Whatever it is for you, something that matches your body type and that matches your personality, right? Just get those two things down. And the last point of this basic foundation is hygiene. Make sure you're clean everywhere. Make sure your body smells nice. Make sure you shave and make sure you wax well. There's nothing worse than an otherwise beautiful girl who doesn't take care of her body. It's like a waste. And make sure that you take care of everything downstairs so that you smell nice downstairs, so that you're shaven or you're waxed or you have a landing strip or whatever, but make sure that it's nice and pruned so that you don't have some giant bush down there or some weird fishy smell down there, because nothing turns off a man more than that. And that should be pretty easy to take care of. So that's the foundation. Now, one other point that I want to make kind of about the foundation, that was kind of the external foundation. Here's a point about the internal foundation, your psychology. The psychology for good sex means that you can't be neurotic and anxious. If you're having neurosis and anxiety, you're not going to be able to have good sex. So there's three things that you really need to fix in your psychology. These are kind of like big obstacles to having great sex. One is prudishness. Two is the inability to let go in the bedroom. And three is the inability to be present and in the moment. So let's briefly talk about each one of these. Prudishness. This means that you have hang-ups about sex. You're afraid to be dirty. You're afraid to look at yourself in the mirror, or you don't want to look at him, or you've got some sort of religious background, or your parents were very conservative and they taught you that if you're going to have sex, then you're a slut and sex is evil and all this kind of stuff. So I'm not going to go into too much detail about that here, but basically you need to cut out all this prudishness. Cut it out, right? We don't need to pretend here. We're adults. It's okay. Sex is one of the most amazing aspects of life. There's nothing dirty about it. There's nothing evil or sinful about it if you do sex responsibly. So the prudishness, it's not necessary. In fact, it's holding you back from some of the greatest experiences in life, and it's holding you back from that intimate connection that you really want with your man. The more dirty things you share with him, the deeper your connection goes, because honestly, who else are you going to share this dirty stuff with? Only your intimate partner, nobody else. So this is like the unique bond that you develop between you and your man. The next point is the inability to let go. You need to be able to surrender in the bedroom. This is the woman's role in the bedroom, to surrender. This means you need to be able to get outside your head, forget about your fears and your stresses from everyday life, forget about the kids, forget about the problems at work or whatever, and be able to let go and to surrender to the man so that he can dominate you. This is the dynamic in the bedroom. So anything that's preventing you from doing this, make sure you get that out of the way. And also, this is the next point, but it's really similar, very closely related, is the inability to be present and in the moment. Great sex comes from being in the flow, totally present, not inside your head, right? Not distracted by other things. If you're not able to be present, you might have difficulty even orgasming, which some girls have difficulty with. So make sure you have fixed this basic stuff. I'm not even going to touch on it here. Maybe I'll have some other videos that'll help you with diagnosing and solving each one of these problems, but this is really outside the scope of this video. What I want to do next, though, is I want to get you some of these techniques, the hot, sexy stuff. So the first point is study how to give amazing blowjobs. Now, this is also kind of outside the scope of this video. I'm not going to tell you how to give an amazing blowjob. I think you can figure that out. Go watch a tutorial video. Go read up on it. Buy a book at a bookstore. Or talk to your girlfriends about it. Or buy a information product. I don't care how you do it, but figure out how to give amazing blowjobs. Most women do not know how to give an amazing blowjob. In fact, they give painful blowjobs. Don't let that be you. And the way that you learn how to give an amazing blowjob is basically through experience and iteration. So one thing you can do is you can give a blowjob, then ask the man what he liked about it or didn't like about it, and have him be specific so that he's not just giving you sweet little words of affirmation, but actually you ask him, hey, baby, did you like that or do you like this? Be specific and actually get the technique down. Right? Get the technique down. Because this is one of the gifts that you can give as a woman to your man, is giving him an amazing blowjob. And I find that few women know how to do this well. So when we, as a man, when we find a woman who really knows how to give a great blowjob, it's like, oh, she's definitely a keeper. She's a rare one. You want that to be you. The next point is being slutty. I want you to be more slutty in the bedroom, and even outside the bedroom. See, one of the problems that men face with women is that women like to play coy all the time. We men, we're very sexual, and we're usually pretty open about our sexuality, but women, it's like they pretend like they're not sexual a lot of times. And also, just from the man's perspective, we go through life chasing women, initiating the conversations, trying to hit on women, all this kind of stuff, and we get rejected a lot, right? And women play coy a lot. And it's very frustrating for a man, because sometimes our whole story in life is just like, I want sex, I go look for sex, and I can't get it because I'm denied. And these women are such hypocrites, because we know that behind the scenes, these women are having tons of sex, but they're pretending like they're not. So this whole coy facade, break that down for your man. I'm not telling you to literally be a slut and sleep around with everybody. What I'm saying is, with your man, be extra slutty. That means want it all. Want his dick. Want his cum. Want to be tied up. Want to have spanking. Want anal. Want to have sex outdoors. Want to do a threesome. Want to watch porn with your man. want to play with toys. Like, there's so much room to explore in human sexuality. There's so much stuff you can try and do. Some of it's very tame. Some of it's really far out there. Now, everyone has their own, you know, comfort zone. I'm not going to tell you where your comfort zone lies. But basically, you should be pushing your sexual comfort zone. Be open to new things. And, like, show this to your man. Show it to your man that you're open with sex and that you're kind of a dirty girl. But for him, right? We don't want you sleeping around behind our backs. But it's like, for us, we want you to be extra dirty. So don't play coy with your man. And, you know, sometimes just like a very simple way that this can happen is you're just, let's say, driving in the car. This is an example that I can remember that really turned me on is a girl I was with. We were during the day, we were driving to IKEA or someplace just in the middle of daylight, afternoon. And I'm driving. And what she does is she just kind of playfully takes her her fingers and she puts them on my knee. And then she just kind of like walks them up my knee like this towards my crotch, just like slowly. And she has this little cheeky smile on her face. And she was kind of like insinuating she's going to unzip my pants, but she didn't really. But like that right there, that was enough, right? Like that's a rare thing that most girls won't do because she was actually like putting herself out there. She was acting a little bit slutty, but like it was awesome. This is exactly what we want as men, is we want our girl to be this way. The next point that I'm going to make, and this is going to be a really big point. This is kind of like a whole theme. So you can remember this theme. The theme of being feisty and active. In general, women are too passive in the bedroom. We want you to be more active and more feisty. So I've already started talking about this, right? One way to be feisty, I'm going to give you a whole list here. So if you want, you can write them down and you can come up with your own ways to be more active and feisty. But number one is initiate sex more. Initiate sex on the man. This is hot. We like this. Like I said, most women play coy. And a lot of women, they just won't initiate sex. It's like if the man doesn't go and grab you and undress you, then it's like you won't even want sex. We don't like that. We like you to like come up and rub yourself on us, to grab our crotch, to squeeze our butt, like put your hands on me, that kind of stuff. Make sure you're doing that. Some women are just way too passive. And this is kind of natural because like in the bedroom, you're surrendering and you're playing that more passive role and the man is like dominating you, but don't let it get out of hand. We don't want you to be so passive that you're like a limp fish just laying there and taking it in the bedroom. We want you to be active. Surrender in an active way, if that makes any sense. Use your hands. I think your hands can be used very effectively, especially because this can be done very femininely, right? Like gently caress your man, his face, his arms, his chest, his legs, his thighs, squeeze him. Be active in that way. That's like a subtle way that you can be active. Use your hands in interesting ways. So like I was saying, you know, with that girl, she had this clever approach of just kind of walking her fingers along my thigh. That was really cool. So make sure you're coming up a little techniques like that. The next way that you can be really feisty and active is with the vocals. Vocals turn a man on huge, 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 huge. If I just record a woman moaning from sex on a tape recorder and then I play it just for a guy who's sitting there working, he's in a totally logical headspace, he's probably going to get hard and he's probably going to start like dripping from his dick. So this tells you this turns us on a lot, right? Play it up too. Play it up. Make sure you're purring. Make sure you're purring even when you're outside the bedroom, just like when we kiss you or when we touch you. Kind of purr and moan. Give those little girly noises that you make. Those are hot. And then, of course, when he's actually having sex with you and it's getting really hardcore, then make sure you're screaming out his name and you're screaming out what you want him to do and all this kind of stuff. This is amazing. We want this. And as men, also, we've got a lot of ego tied in with the way we have sex. So it's almost kind of like, you know, if we bring a girl home and we bang the shit out of her all night and she's yelling and screaming our name. It's like, then the next day, our neighbors are like, I wonder what was happening in his place. Like that dude is the man. Like, he's the man. He's got his shit together. Like, he's awesome. Right. So we have a bit of ego tied in with sex. So give that to your man. Right. Scream your lungs out. Make the neighbors jealous. The next point is learn to grind your hips. Grinding your hips. Strippers, porn stars are really good at this. Go to a strip club and look at how the stripper uses her hips in this like sensual belly dancing way. You can also watch good porn to see how this is done. But don't just lie there in the bed, or if you're in doggy style, just stick your ass up in the air and then do nothing. That's lame sex. So what I mean by being feisty is like move your body along with the guy as he's having sex with you. Right? Learn to grind your hips back and forth, side to side, in circles in both directions. That's super, super, super hot. I can't tell you how hot that is. That right there can take sex that's like a 5 on the scale of 1 to 10, sex, like mediocre sex at a 5, and like put it to a 10. So you can double the quality of the sex just by like grinding your hips in a really sensual way. The next point is dirty talk and intimate talk. I find that women can be way too passive and shy about talking dirty in the bedroom. Dirty talk is huge. Dirty talk can take your sex to a whole new level. Dirty talk plus intimate talk connected together, that can double or triple or quadruple the quality and intensity of your sex. This is kind of beyond the scope of this video. I'll have another video that talks about how to do more proper dirty talk, but just a couple of quick examples. What's an example of intimate talk? Intimate talk is talk that builds a little bond and connection between you two, intimacy. So in the sexual context, what that might mean is something like you come up to your man and say, hey, baby, I really love you. Come make love to me. Something like that. It's said kind of sweetly and innocently, and it's building that bond and connection. For women, this is naturally easier than dirty talk, I think. Dirty talk's a little bit harder, but you should learn how to do dirty talk too. So what is dirty talk? Here's an example. Hey, baby, I'm wet. Come bang my brains out. Hey, baby, I'm wet. Come bang my brains out. Something like that. It's more hardcore. Think of it as like softcore, hardcore. Right? And what you want to do is you want to mix those two together. So you've got that intimacy, and then you've got that dirty, animalistic sex combined together. And make sure that you're saying these things to him outside the bedroom, during foreplay, and then right when he's having sex with you in the bedroom. Right? Also, when he's having sex with you, you should be telling him where you are in your orgasm. So if you're coming, tell him that you're coming. If you're about to come, tell him you're about to come. If he really turns you on, tell him, hey, baby, you turned me on, or I really like how you do this, right? Make sure there's like a dialogue. Don't have silent, empty sex. Silent, blank, that blank kind of sex where it's just dead silence and you two are having sex and both of you are in your minds thinking stuff. That's not sex. That's like a travesty of sex. A lot of women screw this point up. They don't tell us that they're coming. This is a huge mistake that a lot of women make. You need to tell the man that you're coming. And you need to have like a whole thing. You need to make it turn into a huge deal. Because as a man, we take our pride in being able to make you come. At least if we're, you know, experienced in the bedroom and we're sexually knowledgeable and we want to have great sex, then we want this. So you're having sex and you're getting close to coming. Well, you should start telling your man that, hey, I'm starting to come, starting to come, starting to come. And then when you actually start coming, you tell him that, oh, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. And you keep saying it in whatever sexy way you want to say it so that we know what's going on. First of all, this helps us to lead the situation. It helps us to know what to be doing at what time because we need to be leading. But really, it turns us on, right? When you don't tell a man that you came, you're denying him like a huge, important chunk of this whole sexual experience. Because in our minds, if you don't tell us, we're kind of like, So did you come? Didn't she come? Was I not good enough? We start questioning ourselves. Don't do that to your man. The next point is lose control of yourself in the bedroom. And you can telegraph this to your man in kind of exaggerated ways. So lose control of all the different parts of your body. Lose control of your hips. Start kind of moving them and flailing them around. Lose control of your butt. Lose control of your legs. Get weak in the knees. Throw your head back as though you're having this like orgasmic moment. I remember actually that same girl that I'm talking about that was in the car. Another cool thing that she did is when I was kissing her neck, she got so turned on by it, and she kind of like played it up and kind of exaggerated. So when I started kissing her neck, she started like moaning and throwing her head back. And just like you can tell, like she's getting turned on. She's going into heat. And that's the hottest thing for a guy is when we see a girl going into heat. This is like one of the best metaphors right here. So think of yourself as the cat, a cat in heat who needs to rub her wet, dripping pussy on her man. Like that should be you in the bedroom. And everything that comes along with that kind of metaphor, right? Losing control of yourself, you're surrendering. That makes the man want to dominate. So hot. Some porn stars are really good at this, so you might want to check out some porn and find a couple of porn stars that are really good at playing up this cat in heat metaphor. The next thing you should be doing is asking and begging for your man's cum. The cum shot is like the most important part of the sex for the man, right? Blowing her load. So you should be asking for it. If you're my girl, I want to hear you saying that you want my cum inside you, on your face, on your chest, on your mouth, in your mouth, everywhere and anywhere, right? We want to make you dirty, right? So get comfortable with being dirty and want the man's cum. This is so sexy. There's a really big difference between a girl who's kind of like, do you have to come on my face? Or like, oh, why don't you just like come over there somewhere? Like, there's that kind of girl, or the kind of girl that just doesn't even talk about it, she just kind of ignores it. And wherever the man does it, she's just kind of like, oh, okay, whatever. And then the kind of girl who's like a cum fiend. Like she lives on cum. You need to think of cum as though it's like your lifeline, right? Like if you don't get the cum, then you're gonna die. That's how I want you to behave in the bedroom. So make sure you're enthusiastic and excited about me coming, your man coming. That's so important. I think it should go without saying, but I think it does need to be said because I've seen some girls botch this part, is that your man needs to come when he's having sex with you. I hope you understand this, right? But if you two are having sex and your man does not blow his load, you don't see him blowing his load. That means he did not blow his load. It's pretty obvious with men. We can't hide it as well as you can, women. So if this is not happening, make no mistake, your man is extremely, extremely, extremely frustrated. Some women can have sex and not orgasm and still be satisfied. That is not the case with men. Our biology is different. If we're having sex and we don't come, and we cannot come for all sorts of reasons, for example, condoms. Sometimes it can be really hard to come with a condom. It can be hard to come because if we're with a hot girl and we have anxiety about our size or about getting hard or about performing well or impressing you or whatever, we can have difficulty coming. Sometimes we try to make you come so much that we kind of hold back our own orgasm, and then that makes it difficult for us to finally blow our load. So there's all these different aspects to why a man might not be blowing his load. You need to be aware of this and you need to monitor this so that if he's having sex with you and he's giving you all the pleasure, but then he's having difficulty coming, then you need to be patient with him and get him to come by the end of the night. So whatever, maybe you tell him, hey, baby, let's just take a couple of minutes of a break and we'll get back into it. And then actually get back into it. or if he's having difficulty getting hard, or maybe the condom, for example, is a problem. I know that condom is a real problem for me sometimes. Then what you do is you say, hey, baby, let me just give you a blowjob. You give him a blowjob, take off the condom, give him a blowjob, and make sure he comes. Or give him a hand job. Actually, with men, it's kind of easy. So if for some reason he's having difficulty coming while he's having sex with you, then just give him a blowjob or a hand job and make sure it happens, right? This is so important, because if it doesn't happen, he's going to get like blue balls. He's going to be very frustrated. He's not going to have that release, right? The man needs that release. It's so important. So all of these things that I just said, this whole list of stuff, this is all under the umbrella category of being more feisty and active. Can you see how this works? So I want you to take this principle and I want you to brainstorm other ways that you can be more feisty and more active that I haven't even thought about here, right? You're the woman, so you'll know this stuff when you get in there and start trying it out and experimenting. So all the above, go ahead and try it out. I'm almost confident that 95% of guys will love that stuff, just absolutely love it, because it's pretty rare to find a girl who can do all of that. Pretty rare. A couple of last points I want to make. Point number one is that be ready for multiple orgasms. If you're having sex with a quality man who really knows what he's doing in the bedroom, he's going to want to give you multiple orgasms. And sometimes what I see is some girls, they just get kind of tired or whatever. They feel like, oh, I got one orgasm and I'm good. No, you can come a dozen times in the bedroom. When I'm with a girl, I expect her to want me to make her come a dozen times, right? So be ready for that. Multiple orgasms. Second point is want to squirt. Squirting is super hot. If you're with a quality man, he's going to want to make you squirt. Some women are a little shy about it, insecure about it, but actually I have a whole video, How to Make a Girl Squirt, which talks about that, so I won't go into detail here. That teaches a man how to make a girl squirt. But if you have some sort of prudishness issues about squirting, you haven't done it before, or you haven't even studied what squirting is, go ahead and read up on it, get a book on it or whatever, watch a video on it, and want it with your man. Squirting is like one of the peak experiences within sex that you two could have. It can build a huge intimate bond, plus it's super dirty and sexy. So want that. I love it when a girl like is asking me to make her squirt, when she's excited about it. That's super turn on for me. The next point is show gratitude and respect to your man. You women, you're a lot about love. You like to be showered with praise and positive emotions and love. Us men, we're a little bit less about love and we're a little bit more about respect, because we have big egos. This is how we're different than you. So a little gratitude and respect goes a long way, especially if the man is leading a lot in the relationship and he's doing all this stuff and he's doing all the driving and he's doing some shopping and he's having sex with you in the bedroom and he's like putting all this stuff together. You know, we go to a lot of effort to plan stuff out for you, to be the leader in the relationship. So it's nice when we can see gratitude, that you're grateful for that, that you appreciate that, and also some respect that you pay to your man. Because, you know, having sex with a girl is hard and tiring work. Like usually by the end of the night, we're just like, we're sweating, we're tired, we're exhausted, we're barely breathing. That's how hard we were working. So just like a very simple example of how you might show respect to your man is, if your man just did an amazing job having sex with you all night, and he's just totally exhausted, sweating profusely, maybe what you want to do is you want to just get up out of the bed, go get him a glass of water, or go get him a towel to wipe himself off. Just like a little gesture like that, right? It's just that little sense of nurturing, that little feminine touch, that sense of, I respect you. I can see that, you know, you're working hard for this relationship. That's a beautiful thing. And the last thing I'm going to say is that some of you women will be watching this video and you'll be thinking, Leo, this all sounds amazing, but you're asking me to do all this. You're asking me to work so hard to be this perfect girl for this man. And you might say, there's two problems with this. Number one is that it's not authentically me. This is not who I am. I'm not this kind of girl. Number two is that even if I was that kind of girl, why the hell should I work so hard for this deadbeat man that I have? I have this man who doesn't even make me come once in the bedroom. He doesn't even care about making me come. Leo, you're talking about this awesome man who's going to bang my brains out and want to make me squirt and all this stuff and give me multiple orgasms, but where do I find such a man? And you're right, these men can be rare. But here's the thing. You are putting this in the context of personal development, right? Remember, this is all personal development. I don't see this as just a fun sex video. This, to me, is personal development. Personal development is living up to your full potential, self-actualization. How do you self-actualize? Well, in one way, is by mastering the domain of sexuality, by taking yourself to the highest potential within sexuality. That's what this video is ultimately about. So you're not doing this just for the man, you're doing it for you, first and foremost. See it that way. See it as expanding yourself, expanding your sexuality, experimenting, growing. And it really is that way. This is not some hokey notion. Also, if you have a man who's kind of a deadbeat man in the bedroom, who can't give you orgasms or isn't passionate about this stuff, isn't trying to be a connoisseur in the bedroom, well, I agree with you. There are a lot of men who are not good at sex and don't really care about mastering sex. And that's something that I'm personally passionate about changing, right? I shoot videos for men on how to have sex, and I want to convince them that squirting is amazing, giving multiple orgasms is amazing. I'll teach them a lot of amazing techniques. And what I find is that men are receptive to this stuff, right? It's just, it takes them a while to get up to speed. And sometimes they feel like, well, if I need to be told how to have sex, it's kind of like, you know, their ego is in it, and so they don't want to be told. They feel like they already know how to have sex, so they need to humble themselves a bit before they actually learn. So let me work on the men for you, and I'll try to create more men that are more responsible in the bedroom and give you orgasms and all that stuff. As far as what you're going to do, though, you're going to think about it like this. You're growing yourself into the ideal sexual girl. You're opening up your sexuality. If your current man isn't accepting of that, that's okay. You're still going to grow. Don't hold yourself back on his account. What's going to happen is that either a couple of things are going to happen. One is that he's going to see that you're growing sexually and that you're putting so much energy and attention into being more sexual that he's going to get the message in his mind. He's going to be like, oh, maybe I should learn how to have better sex too. And then you two can actually do it together. And that can be like a growth experience. That can be really fun. So you just might be the leader in this way and get him to get more involved with quality sex. But of course, some men, they won't do it. They just don't want to change. They're stuck in their ways. In which case, you still want to grow. Because even if you're frustrated now, you know what? This man you're with, chances are you probably won't be with him for long, especially if he's bad in the bedroom. So the next man that you're going to be with, well, you want to prepare for him. The chances that you're going to stay with your man for the rest of your life, those are pretty small chances. Chances are you're going to have many more men in your future. And that's okay. And what you want to do is you want to develop yourself higher so that the next man that you find is also going to be on a higher level. When you become a connoisseur of sex, when you master sex, you're going to be on the lookout and you're going to attract other men who have mastered sex too. When you have not mastered sex, then you're going to attract men who have not mastered sex. So I think it's really important that you take this seriously, that you study it, buy some books, don't be shy about it, watch some videos, don't be shy about it, buy toys, buy porn, research this stuff, study this stuff. You can buy even information products on this stuff. You can even go take a seminar, a whole weekend workshop on this stuff, right? So it's just all about seeing why this is important, seeing that it's not just about sex, it's really about taking yourself to a higher level. Put this in the context of your personal development. All right, well, that was a lot of information, a lot of techniques in there, very practical stuff that you can go implement right now, today. What I recommend you do is you implement one thing at a time and experiment and just see how your guy reacts to it. What you're going to probably find is that he's going to react really, really well. And then over time, over the course of 6 months or let's say 12 months, you should envision yourself becoming this sexual goddess, right? And it doesn't take a lot of sex to become a sexual goddess. The problem is that most people, they have sex, but they're not learning anything in between. And therefore, they have sex and they never improve. What you want to do is you want to have sex. Then the next day, go read a book about sex. Then the next day, have more sex. Now you're improving, applying the stuff you read in the book. Then the next day, maybe watch a video, then have some more sex. Again, you're improving and work on little aspects, right? Get the blowjob down, improve grinding your hips, improve moaning and screaming, improve your dirty talk, improve squirting and all this stuff. You can improve every single one of these areas. And then by the end of like 12 months, if you do this actively, you're going to be at a whole new level. And the kind of men that you'll be able to attract and keep is going to really, really change. Because like I said, the way to a man's heart is through his pants. All right, this is Leo. I'm signing off. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. Click the like button. Share this video with a friend. And finally, come sign up to my newsletter right here at actualize.org. It's a free newsletter. I release new videos on self-actualization topics every single week. I'm excited to be doing more videos in the future about sexual topics because I think this is an important component of personal development. It's been a really satisfying part in my life to improve the quality of my sex, and I'm still excited to continue doing that in the future. There's still a lot of stuff that I haven't tried that I'm excited to try with the right girl. So if you're interested in any of that, or you're just interested in more general personal development topics or how to improve your relationship, that kind of stuff, well, I'm all about giving you the psychology, the mindsets you need to master all these different areas in your life and ultimately live up to your full potential. So sign up for that right now.